We are now in the latter half of the season of Advent, a time of preparation for the coming of our Lord. At Bethlehem, we commemorate that coming 2,000 years ago, but also looking forward to that final coming on the last day, the last judgment. He came hiddenly in the silence of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, but he will come in all his glory on the last day. And our Lord here in the gospel passage we have just heard gives us an example of who it is who actually fulfills the will of the Father. Who is the one who is saved? Who will enter heaven first, the kingdom of God, as our Lord puts it here. We are seeing here in our liturgy today a theme of purification. We want to make a great gift for our Lord for his coming. What gift do we make of ourselves? And our Lord is telling us, and what the rest of our liturgy is telling us, it should be that gift of that cleansing of ourselves, that we should give to him a pure heart, a pure soul and mind. Make for of ourselves a fit dwelling place for him. And here our Lord in the gospel passage we just heard tells us who it is who does that. The son who says, "Oh, I will go out," but doesn't go out. Or the son says, "No, I'm not going to go," but then does go. And they all answer without hesitation, "Oh, the one who went. The first one." And then our Lord gives us another example. It's very common to the people of that day and should make sense to us too today. Note the ones he says are the ones that go entering in heaven first. The tax collectors and the prostitutes. Those who are regarded as some of the worst sinners. Why? Because in fact, they have changed their minds. They have made that conversion. They have purified themselves. As compared to those who think they are righteous already and don't need that conversion. Don't need that purification. And so, don't do anything. It's those who actually cleanse themselves, who do actually make that purification, recognize that they do need God's mercy. They need to make that conversion. They need to turn around from the way of darkness, the way of sin and evil. We need to turn around and go back to a better way, the way of Christ himself. And our Lord has also left us the way and means to do that, above all the sacrament of penance. And let us make frequent use of it, not only to make that turnaround, but also to maintain ourselves in the state of grace. Then we are doing what our Lord is telling us to do. It's those of us who do it, not just say it. That's not enough. You can't say with our words, "Oh, I believe," and expect to be saved. We have to actually live it. We have to do it. Let us then make of ourselves that gift to our Lord. Let us make that turnaround. Let us lead, as we saw in the opening prayer, that new way, the new way of life in Christ, that way that will lead to our salvation. Praised be Jesus and Mary.